Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Public Health Matters. I'm Steve Lonsinger, the Health Commissioner for the Coshocton County Health Department. Today, we are beginning a weekly radio segment. Each week, someone from the Health Department will be sharing timely information on a wide variety of topics. Topics such as child nutrition, disease prevention, and food safety. This year, Ohio is celebrating 100 years of public health. Back in 1919, the Ohio legislature passed a Hughes-Griswold Act, which created the county and city health departments that we have today. A lot has happened in those 100 years to improve public health. Clean water supplies, safer foods, and vaccinations have all helped to add 30 years to a person's life. Now, children routinely receive immunizations to guard against chickenpox and measles and whooping cough. Diseases that were common just a generation ago. Some diseases have even been eliminated from our society. The oral polio vaccine became widely available in 1961. Polio was one of the most feared diseases of the 20th century. It was eradicated within the United States by 1979. Smallpox shares a similar success story. Intensive smallpox vaccination campaigns were conducted to eradicate the disease. Many of us can remember being vaccinated at school and then later proudly comparing our vaccination scars with the other kids. The World Health Organization officially declared smallpox eradicated worldwide in 1980. Today, public health continues to protect the public by preventing the spread of new diseases like Zika and Ebola, and we are working to control addiction. Yes, a lot has been done during the past 100 years in public health, and it's exciting to imagine what other medical miracles we will see in the future. So, tune in each week to hear another segment of Public Health Matters. So long, and be well.